We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting 15 lines down Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The first words on the line are Misa Mimarekes. The Mara just said that the Mishnah is going to Rebbe. Why? Because the Mishnah says that the Sa'ila Azazel, or one of the things is Mechapa, on as an Asay. The question is, what do you need a Kapara for Asay? If he did Tshuva, so then you don't need the Sa'ila Azazel. And if you didn't do tshuva, so it won't work, because you have to do tshuva. Yom Kippur and Sarah Lazazel does not work for someone who does not do tshuva. So Mara says, no, we're going to go into Rabbi holds that Yom Kippur works even without tshuva. So our Mishnah is going to go into Rabbi. Frankly, my question, is it possible to learn a Mishnah like Rabbi? If I made the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, since the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, Reishanam Rabbi Yehuda, must be that the Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi. How do we know the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda? The Tani Sefer, says, that the Sar La Azazel is mechaper even for kahanim. It says in the Sefer Echad Yisrael, Echad Kahanim, Echad Kohen Mashuach, even Kohen Gadol, they all get the kapara with the Sar La Azazel. Uman Islehai B'Svara, who holds to that? We had in our Mishnah that there's a Tanakama and a Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon argues on that. So who is this Tanakama that argues on Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon holds that the Sar La Azazel does not work for the Kohen. The Kohen gets the kapara from something else. So who is that Tanakama who says that the Sar La Azazel is even for kahanim? A man is the high svar, Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see on our base. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says this. So mechlal. So since our mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, mechlal the reish Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you say our mishnah is a Rebbe? Our mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rabbi Yosef. It's not shver. Rebbe he. V'sov lo Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rebbe. Our mishnah is Rebbe, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in regards to Sar La Azazel. Omale Abaya. So Abaya wants to know that Rabbi Yosef said Rebbe he v'sov lo Rabbi Yehuda is a dafka kamar that dafka kamar Rebbe v'sov lo Rabbi Yehuda. Avo Rabbi Yehuda lo yisov alok Rebbe. It's Rebbe holds of Rabbi Yehuda in regards to Sar La Azazel, but may Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Rebbe in regards to Shavim Veina Shavim. They don't need tshuva. Oy Dilma, it's amazing. Dafka is saying that Dafka Rebbe holds of Rabbi Yehuda. Oy Dilma, may the Rebbe yisov alok Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe after Rabbi Yehuda yisov alok Rabbi. May they both hold of each other. And why did Rabbi Yehuda use the shaloshin and say that it's Rebbe and he holds of Rabbi Yehuda? He could have said it's Rabbi Yehuda and he holds like Rebbe. The Talmud saw like a rabbi. Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. One of his rabbeim was Rabbi Yehuda. One of Rebbe's rabbeim was Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it's more pasadic to say, it's more respectful to say that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda than saying Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Talmud Rebbe. And therefore,
The Mishnah
is according, no, in Fidus Sal, it could be either way, either one. Yeah, it could be Rabbi Yehuda or Rebbe, they're both true. And the reason why we say it's Rebbe holds with Rabbi Yehuda, of course, it's more respectful to say it that way, but it could have been either way. So we're not sure. Was Rabbi Yosef Dafka saying that it's Rebbe and holds with Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Rebbe, or no, Rabbi Yehuda also holds a Rebbe, he just said it this way because it's more respectful. On Malay, it's Rabbi Yosef, no, in Dafka coming, I'm saying with Dafka, Rebbe saw a lot of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda himself, we're not shtimud amishta. Lo yisov alok Rebbe. He is not all the Rebbe because we're going to show that he holds that Yom Kippur is only mechaper l'shavim. Those do tshuva. The tying into the brayso. Yochi yem yom kur mechaper al shavim. Val sheina shavim. The brayso says maybe you would say the Yom Kippur is mechaper on those who do tshuva. Those who do not do tshuva. V'dinu. And betzem we could make a mamatzinu. Hoyel v'chatos v'osha mechaperim. V'yom kippurim mechaper. Just like we find the carbon of chatos, the carbon asham all year round is mechaper, and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Ma chatos v'asham im mechaper mela ashav. Chatos v'asham only works on someone who does tshuva. Rashi is the rai is from his svadu. They see they did tshuva. So ma chatos v'asham only works. Only al ashavim. So maybe this also im mechaper mela ashav. After Yom Kippur im mechaper mela ashav. Yom Kippur matzinum. That's what you would say. But then you say no. Malachas va'asham she'ei mechap malamezik ashoigig. Like chatos is all comes to ashoigig, and most ashamais don't come for amezik. There are some exceptions. There are certain ashamais that come for amezik. Most of them do not come for amezik. Asham shiv charufa asham nazar come for amezik, but most of them do not come for amezik. So that's a pircha. Maybe chatos va'asham don't work for ein shavim. You know why? Because they don't come for amezik. Mashenkin im kippur term nekburim she mechap malamezik ashoigig. That it's mechaper both mezid and shaygig, and hoyel mechaper mezid and shaygig yichaper al shavim mashen shavim. So then it's mechaper even on someone does not do tshuva. Tama loymer ach cholok. It says in the pasuk ach be'esor lachodesh hashvi azeh yoyim ha'kapurim. Who an ach is always a miyit coming to mayit ain't a shavim. So we have first a brisa that says that you have to do tshuva for Yom Kippur. Now, who is the Tana of this brisa? Stam Sifra Mani, Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. V'kama shavim in loy shavim loy. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, I said dafka. I mean it b'dafka. The Rabbi holds a Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi holds that you don't need tshuva. And therefore, our Mishnah says going with the Rabbi. The end of the Mishnah says that Azazel's Mechaper and all three of them, Akoyen, Yisraelim, and Akoyen Gadol, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi holds a Rabbi Yehuda, got me that. But it's not, doesn't stem Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to do tshuva. Freit Gemara Kasha. But Rami, Stam Sifra, Stam Sifra. Let's ask, is Stam Brisa, Stam Sifra, and Stam Sifra, that we're saying it's Rabbi Yehuda. And so it says over here, that Stam Sifra on Stam Sifra, here this Sifra says you need to do tshuva. I'm showing another brisa. It says Rami Stam Sifra time with the brisa. Yochel lo yeim kippur mechaper elm kein esana boy. You would think maybe that Yom Kippur is only works if you fast that day. Vikaru mikra kodesh, and you called it mikra kodesh. Rashi learns karu mikra kodesh means that you makabel the Yom Kippur with the brachas of Makadish Yisrael via Mekapurim. V'loy also by, so it says, Yachol, loy yechav v'chav 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 v'chav. If you did all these three things, you fasted, you davened, and you didn't do malacha, then it works. What about loy yisana boy, v'loy karu mikro kardesh, v'also boy malacha? Let's say you didn't fast, and you didn't daven, and you did malacha, manayin that Yom Kippur works. Tamalayim v'yom Mekapurim u mekal malachayim. So we see from this brisa that it's a chapi and fein shavim. So it's a stira of two brises. So first of all, you have to know where in this brisa say anything about doing tshuva. Maybe you didn't fast and you did tshuva. Who made you did tshuva? If you look at Taisvis, there masal tam alayim yom kippurim, a small Taisvis, he asked tema dilma b'shasa tshuva. I real olam shavat tana de mechav ala shavim. So what's the raya? Zok the Ramban. The Ramban says that from Lashon Tam Alev Yom Kippurim Hu Mekol Mokim sounds like the drasha is that Yom Kippurim works in every single case, even on Ein Shavim. And that's the kasha, the stira, the two brises. And in regards to Rashi's pshat of Mikra Kodesh that he says, Lo Kiblu B'Brachosav Lo Mekai Shavim Yom Kippurim, Taisus before that, foretell Tam Alev and Taisus right before that, argues on Rashi. Taisus says, Perish B'Kuntrish Lo Kiblu Olav B'Brachosav Mekai Shavim Yom Kippurim Ve'ein Nira Lo Eshcham Brachos B'Yom Kippurim. The lahav of the rice, the interesting is the rice to the brachas. David Ray Thompson is a different pshat. He says that if someone didn't do malacha, but stam is it because he was lazy, he's still over the iser. You have to not do malacha because of kedushas hayoyim. That's what mikra kodesh means, that he's mekash hayoyim without doing malacha. In krisis, Maseches krisis, there Tosfos learns that it means. Because Rashi also in Krisis says b'tikkun say the tefillah, but Tosfos there learns that it's b'ksus nekia, that he's mekadosh with a ksus nekia ayin sham. It's a big sugya what exactly mikra kodesh is. But in any case, the game for our sugya is that we have a stira, the two brisos, one both a shifra, both should be Rabbi Yehuda. One says that it's mechaper only for shavim, only for the tshuva. And this brisa, according to Ramban, the way he's learning mekal makam, it's mechaper even if he did not do tshuva. So to my Rabbi, like Kasha, Ha Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda. Stars steer two brises. One's Rabbi and one's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not mechaper. Rabbi Yehuda is mechaper. I can ask me the whole Kasha was Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So what kind of tariff is this? And for the Ritva, that Avada it's going both according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Mechalik is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi was a Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi held that Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that if it's mechaper, even for people don't do tshuva. So how Rabbi Yehuda is both Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi's version of Rabbi Yehuda. Rava, Mahava, Rabbi, they both are going to Rabbi, which means they both hold that you don't have to do tshuva. Umoida Rabbi, Rabbi's Moida, the chorus, the Yoima. The chorus of Yom Kippur, on that, you have to do tshuva in order to get a kapara on that. And we learn it like this. The first price that says there's no kapara is talking about the various of the day. The second price is talking about the various of the rest of the year. So basically, when it says the first brisa, no kapara on Ein Shavim, is going by the averis of the day. So that's the
brisa talking about.
Yeah, you still get kapara on all the things without tshuva. Yeah, Like Rashi says, "Hold Tanya Kamaisa, the Inam Mechaper, Al Shein Hashavim, Bekar Shoyam Kapurim Kamar, Shel Inu V'Shem Malacha, Aval Kol Shar Veres Mechaper, Af Al Pisha Also Bei Malacha V'Lo Yisana Bei, Even if you did Malacha V'Lo Yisana Bei, you get Kapar on the other Averes. That's the Gemara's Teretz. Hava Rabbi, Moed Rabbi Kar Shoyam, and I'll bring a Raya that it has to be that there's no Kapara on Kar Shoyam." If you don't do tshuva, why? How's it ever possible to have karas? Because I'll bring it right. Because if Yom Kippur always mechaper, so you'll never have karas. You'll make Yom Kippur mechaper. So why not? Alam aloy mishkach lo kodah avad belayla. If you did the aver benayit, umis loy also yamam lekapur lei. You need the day of Yom Kippur. You yamai zei chaper lechem to mechaper. So it's very possible to have karas if someone dies at night. Does the very night, he dies at night. Let's look at Karas. Karas has all the ramifications while he's dying. So there he'll get Karas if he doesn't have a day. So where's no, I'll still bring a raya. Le'ema, now on top of you give him on base. Le'ema, Karas the Imam of the Rebbe last day. It says in the parasha of Karas, Etzme Yemazeh. So we see there's a Karas for the days of Avera. How is that ever possible? So Mar says, Allah, why not? I'll tell you how it's possible. Mishkach is the Ochel Umtsa. He ate a bone and he choked, will miss, and he died immediately before he had before even a 1 minute of the day passed by, so he couldn't get a kapara. He ate right before the nightfall. He didn't have enough time to get kapara. Therefore, it's not a raya. The Gemara will stick with the teretz. Teretz is that kapara of karas, you don't get out shavim. The karas, the yom, you don't get out shavim. We brought one to be a raya. How does that have karas? But I said, no, it's possible. What about how does that have karas? You know how? If he died immediately, he did that very right before shkia, and he died right, and he was eating through shkia, and he never had him kippur without eating. Or, in the case was, he died immediately from choking on a bone while he was eating. But the Gemara has a tariq, Gemara slug up the raya. Now, the question is, I have a simple way to answer the right. The Gemara said before that how is he keeping mechaper with the Sar La'azazel? Why can't you say he ate after the Sar La'azazel? That's why he didn't have a kapara. If I had a kapara, means you don't do tshuva. But how is it ever possible to have a karas to yema? Have a karas? In a case, we ate after Sar La'azazel. Azai Frank Tosis asks, Tosis says that Sar Mishaleich is mechaper even for things that happen afterwards. It's like a special carbon that it even works. It works for the whole day, even for things that happen afterwards. Tais is on bottom of Amar Aleph. Tais is Yogim Amar Aleph. Tais says, "Avol ach ashluach soir lematz leukme shu mechaper al yoyim, because shu mechaper al yoyim." V'avka demash bleil shen kabonas mechaper malveres. You know, shani soir mishleach dechsev bei ki biyoyim mazeh yechaper alechem tarischem kochasechem mashu dekol al yoyim mechaper. It's one tarisch. There's another two turtsimai and chum. A very important taisvus. And of course, every raid guy will talk about this taisis. This is a very important taisis to explain in the Gemara. But like upon him, one of the pshat Gemara, the Sarim Shleach works for the entire day. So the bottom line is, we finished this Gemara. We said that Rebbe holds Mechaper and Yeshavim. That's our say. We had a steer in two brises. We have two truths: either Rebbe or Rebbe Yehuda, or even both of you Rebbe. Rebbe, we mask him by Kores the Yoma. The various of the day, you have to do tshuva in order to get a kapara.